talking about demons. What are the demons?
The voices.
Tell me about it. What are the voices about?
It's another voice, the evil side.
Yeah, whatever your name is, Satan.
Welcome back to Evil Examined.
Welcome.
The Unholy Trinity returns for the Forbidden Five entry. But just quick housekeeping before we get into happy Friday the 13th.
Hopefully. Dude, I love this day.
Friday the 13th.
Do you do anything so when it's creepy. Friday the 13th to celebrate?
I stay home away except from the evil.
And just watch Jason Voorhees movies.
Yeah.
Incessantly. Shit. Well, I love Friday the 13th. It's one of my favorite days. It's like, because Fridays are awesome anyway, you know, because I usually don't work weekends. So it's cool in that respect.
I have Fridays off too.
That's dope. So we'll remind you guys though, go ahead and take a, if you're in the Rhode Island area, you could go down tonight and check out PVD Horror. They're going to be hosting Friday the 13th in real 3D at Revival Brewery in Cranston, Rhode Island.
I love 3D.
That sounds really dope. Like, how do they make it 3D?
You need 3D glasses.
Like, you don't have to do anything to the film itself?
No, the film has to be in 3D as well. Yeah. Specifically shot in that. But, yeah, we're going to probably be going and checking that out. Some of my books are going to be being raffled away there, so you might be able to win a free copy if you're in the area. And we'll be there as Evil Examined if you have any hate or love you want to give us. So
yeah, we welcome both.
And I should also say www.evilexamined.com to check out our content. We've been uploading more stuff lately. You can head over to Amazon to check out Scary Bastard, which is my Halloween book. That's really good for like the time of year right now. It's called Scary Bastard, and it's a slasher with fun stuff. I think you guys will like it.
Yeah, it's bona fide gold.
Mm-hmm.
Very ghoulish. But without further ado, right, let's get into the Forbidden Five.
Freaky Friday.
So we've already delivered to you an amazing episode about how disturbing the number 13 is and the history behind it.
See our 13th episode of season 1, titled 13.
We made it really, really hard to find if you're going to look for it.
Keep it simple, stupid.
But this is a little bit different. This is like actual events, real things that happened on Friday the 13th. So you guys are going to have to tell me at the end of this if you really think that the superstition has any merit based off of these events.
Oh, wow. Ooh, sounds very cool. Enticing.
Healthy.
Right. And so I was thinking about this and I was like, I feel like I can remember a bunch of different Friday the 13ths from my own life. Like, if you were going to estimate how many Friday the 13ths you've lived through, do you have like a rough idea?
I feel like it's like a once a year thing, maybe twice.
You think once a year?
I don't know.
So I'd say as Aaron, Mr. Beauregard, I would say I'd have lived through 39 Friday the 13th.
Interesting. What's your guess?
I'm bad with math.
Right.
That's okay. You can just say a number. You're not going to be scorned.
64.
That's pretty close.
64.
Okay. So it happens at least once a year, but it can occur up to 3 times any calendar year when a Friday the 13th pops up. So the most recent one was actually last July. So July 13th, 2018 was the last one. I've lived through 58, so your guess is low and your guess is a little high, but yours is really close. So we've lived through that many, and that's not going to be the case for most of the people that we're going to be talking about. My first question for you gentlemen is, what's the highest thing you've jumped off of?
I jumped off like a real tall rock in New Hampshire. Maybe it was 20 feet, maybe something like that. And just like into water. I was okay.
Yeah.
I had a similar experience in Maine. I don't know the height. It was pretty high. I almost slipped. Actually did slip, but I caught myself. It was scary though. And because we're supposed to jump a certain distance so we don't land on the rocks like and break our legs.
Yeah, you have to like launch yourself, right?
Yeah, you have to launch yourself so you make sure you're clear of the rocks that were obviously there. And I slipped because it was wet. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, I thought I was going to be fucking paralyzed.
And it's so funny because, like, when you think about it, it's not really that much pleasure you get from doing it.
No, it hurts.
It's more just like, oh, I'm doing it to be cool kind of thing.
It's adrenaline rush, though. It's like, will I? Right? Like that feeling that you get right before you do it. You're like, this is insane.
And, like, when you're mid-air, it's like
it's
everything slows down almost. It's weird. I guess that feeling's kind of cool.
Yeah, it has its moments. But I've been on the wrong end of it, you know? Like, you know my swinging off the other lot. This was not as tall as 20 feet, but I swung off the rope and then landed face first.
Fucked up.
That's why you get that adrenaline, because you're most likely that's what's going to happen. Yeah.
And advice, when you're jumping off, make sure your legs aren't spread.
Oh.
You know, make sure that, because a buddy of mine had his legs spread open and he, like, crushed his balls. Yeah, it was not fun.
You can't have kids now.
Peanut butter.
I don't even get that.
Crushed nuts?
Oh.
That's how you make peanut butter.
I was like...
Nut butter. Is that better?
Thank you. I, one time in Arizona, like, jumped off something that was, like, 60 feet. And, like, the feeling was crazy. Insane. It was really high.
60 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, dude.
But, and it, like, takes a while before you hit.
You're more fucking ballsy than me and him.
Yeah. Even us combined, 20 and 20, that's 40, dude.
I would have to see... I had to see someone else do it first. I couldn't be the first person to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even seeing somebody else. If you jump over a bridge, you know? It's that kind of thing.
Yeah. But it's like something that I think is fun. You know what I mean? And it's like if someone else has done it a bunch of times before, it can make you feel comfortable. You know? I don't know. Let's see.
I wouldn't do it again.
I wouldn't either. I was kind of scared because I heard stories of like people jumping off of high cliffs and shit. And then once they land, the water shoots up their anus and kills them.
That's
actually a thing.
Craziest way to die is like the most forceful enema you've ever had.
Dayrun. There's also the brain-eating amoeba, right?
That's just in water in general.
Yeah. But it's in water, but it only goes in if you're doing like
dumb shit
like diving and it's going up your nose hardcore. You know what I mean? It has to shoot up your nose. That's why people who use like neti pots to clean their nasal cavity and stuff like that. Or if you're diving, it doesn't just go in there. It has to be like fucking shot in there like a gun.
You're giving me like fears that I feel like I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Fear of brain-eating amoeba.
Yeah.
But how many fucking cliffs are jumping off these days anyway? You know?
I haven't done shit in forever, so, I mean, I can't, I die in fucking Mario, so what are you trying to?
Oh, my sweet.
I can't clear it.
Yo, nature is scary, dude.
It is. Yeah. So the reason I asked you guys that is because...
Oh, there was a reason?
Yeah. Our first topic is a gentleman named Sam Patch. Have you guys heard of Sam Patch?
Sand or Sam?
Sam.
Sam Patch.
Sam Patch.
Or named Sam Patch.
Sounds like a deer.
He was born in none other than Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
No, you're lying.
He's from the bucket.
Mm-hmm. What a fucking piece of shit.
He was named after his infant brother that died, which you don't think is weird, I think, because you're like, whatever circumstances.
Well, I said like, oh, people name people after like their father or whatever, or their grandfather, like, you know what I mean? Like pass the name down.
So let's say your parent had an older brother before you were born named JP that died. And then the next kid that popped out is you. So they named you JP.
That's kind of weird. Though.
They're like, JP's not dead. Fuck that. I'll tell you when that boy's dead.
It is kind of weird that the parent will try to replace their kid.
I feel like it puts some weird pressure on the kid. I don't know.
The kid doesn't even fucking know.
He must fucking know.
Or if he does, how? I wouldn't be weirded out. You guys think it's weird?
I wouldn't name my. Let's say you have a pet. Will you name the next pet you get the same name?
Yeah, some people do.
No,
Bones the second, or or how about Junior? That's prevalent in all different types of, you know what I mean? Like, you, especially Junior, in sports.
Like, if you're trying to have a kid, but that's okay. This guy's dad's name was Mayo Greenleaf Patch.
So, that sounds delicious.
Were they hungry?
It's like a leafy fucking sandwich. Yeah.
Maybe she thought she was like that was an ordering thing when she was like signing the name and shit.
Oh my god! Maybe they just wrote it. She was like
delusional after giving birth. Yeah, I just want some mayo.
But
just got the order mixed up with the name slip.
Maybe he was born at Mayo Clinic. Anyways, so like most children in Pawtucket, Sam started to work as a child laborer spinning cotton in a mill. He moved to Jersey in his 20s and continued with mill work.
Jersey Mike.
And I guess that this entire time he had kind of a daredevil personality and he would jump off tall shit for fun. So he was dreaming of living like the daredevil lifestyle, kind of like Mad Max.
Evil Knievel. We know how he ended up though.
So he started off September 30th. This was in 1827. So this is like way back in the day. He jumped off something called Passaic Falls in Jersey, which was 70 feet. He had a large crowd. So I'm like, I don't get
it's like
this.
20 of his drunk friends. They're like, you won't do it, Mikey. You fucking
you
pussy.
Won't. You
I
won't.
Got 50
you
cents.
And then, so he had a large crowd, and they eventually started to advertise his jumps in local papers, and they'd call him Patch the Jersey Jumper. And he started to get paid for doing it because he could bring in crowds. So he'd do walls, bridges, and ship masts. And I was confused by that when I thought about ship masts. I'm like, yeah, they're tall, but like you have to clear so much to land in the water that I thought that was the craziest to me.
I'm not really that familiar with it.
Like, just picture a ship with a fucking tall ass mast.
What's a mast?
It's that like big log in the middle.
Oh. Like, isn't that where the flag?
Like you can climb
up
like a pole.
Yeah, like where they hang like the sails from.
The
and
sails,
stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like that. And so that's why I'm like, how the fuck are you going to jump off that when it's in the water and clear it on the side? I don't know, whatever.
Huh. Yeah, it's like, how do you test that initially? You know?
I don't know.
It's crazy because I think of this sometimes with people trying foods, like somebody's got to try it for the first time.
Right.
And just see, like, and I talk about this with you a long time ago, like, how did we figure out shit was poisonous to humans? You know what I mean? Like, somebody fucking died. Somebody ate the mushroom and died. Somebody ate the shrubbery and died. And that's how we know.
Somebody ate the mushroom and they didn't die.
Right. And then we learned about allergies. That was a whole different ballgame.
You know? Allergies.
Someone sacrificed.
So 2 years later, he jumped off Niagara Falls, which is 125 feet tall. He did it like a few more times too. And he was getting big crowds together. And like 8,000 people coming to watch him, which is really weird. That's like a college football stadium. Have you guys ever been to Niagara by any chance?
No, I wish.
I went there one time like by myself after working like in random places in New York. And I was like, I want to see Niagara Falls. So I drove up there. I don't understand how 8,000 people could gather around and like have a good enough vantage point.
It's a long time ago. It probably looked different back then though, no?
I don't think it could have looked much different. Like, there's two sides to it, right? Like, there's the Canada side and the New York side. So there's two sides for people to stand on each side of the river. But, like, it's like, and there's a bottom and the top of it, too. But I don't know how people could actually see something and be, like, able to tell what was going on.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
They got the nosebleeds. No pun intended.
Right?
Unless they went on a boat. And saw him jump down?
Yeah, did he have boats on the bottom, too. Yeah.
Did he hold his nose?
I don't know. It doesn't say that. But I do know that he did typically jump in and try to land feet first, like you said, with his legs together to not crush his balls.
That makes sense.
I don't know if he stuck a tampon up his anus to stop that.
He would not have chunky peanut butter. His shit would be creamy at that height.
So.
Fucking Skippy.
What the fuck, the visual?
After that, he went over to Rochester, where they had a 94-foot-tall waterfall called High Falls. So before he jumped there, he threw his pet bear cub over. And I'm like, what the fuck? You have a pet bear cub?
A bear cub?
Over the side, and it swam to the shore safely. And so he's like, all right, I can jump this. Like, explain that shit to me.
That guy's a dick. See, that's smart, though. He's not eating the mushroom first. He's letting the bear eat the mushroom.
But like, fucking, like, it's your pet, and you're like, woo!
No regard.
Come on, bears love that
fucking
shit.
Fucking terrible. And
he had 90-foot drop.
Like, they why not love throw
that, dude. They experience that in nature.
Cats always land on their feet, and they have 9 lives. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, until all of their legs are broken.
I guess bears are more durable in its logic.
Yes. But he didn't make enough money. Like, when they're promoting him in the newspapers and stuff, like, they're raising money for people to watch this and shit. So he didn't make enough money off that jump to satisfy him. And he's like, all right, like, I'm going to go back to Niagara Falls and do another one of those where I got a bunch of people. So he scheduled his jump for Friday the 13th November of 1829.
Now, was Friday the 13th like a weird thing then?
It's been a weird thing for forever.
Okay, so he did it intentionally, promote it probably that way.
It doesn't, I cannot confirm that.
Yeah, but we could draw a logical conclusion.
Yeah. And he added to the height of this jump by making himself his own like 25-foot stand that he was like climbing on top of. And people were watching this, and they weren't really sure if he, like, fell and slipped or what. But anyways, he didn't go in foot first like he normally did. They just heard, like, a giant fucking loud bang.
Did it, like, split his chest cavity open?
Well, no one saw him come back up.
Oh, shit.
So they, like, people were, like, talking, like, rumors or whatever, and they were like, oh, he's just hiding, like, in a cave down there. He just wants our reaction and shit, you know? Like, that's what they're, like, spreading rumors, saying that he's hiding down there. But lo and behold, next fucking spring, another kid finds a body frozen solid that's Sam Patch, you know what I mean? Like, afterwards. And, yeah. Local preachers blamed the crowd for his death because they're like, you're the ones that showed up to watch him. But in a New York accent,
damn.
You know? He was only 22 years old. And fun fact, Andrew Jackson, Mr. $20 Bill, actually named one of his pet horses Sam Patch after this daredevil.
No way.
Yeah.
Yo. Mm-hmm. He's famous.
He's a legend.
Bring in fucking fame to Pawtucket, you know?
Wow. So he, I wonder how he was frozen?
Yeah. Which it's like the next spring. So it was probably an early spring because he was in there in November and it gets really fucking cold up there. So I don't know.
He was like frozen to the.
I don't know like when he died or how he died. And I don't understand how nobody found him. This is in like early 1800s. So I mean, and rivers are weird. And I think he was found like further downstream and shit. I don't know.
You know, it would have been like cool and ironic.
If the bear cub fucking ate him.
Did he throw the bear cub over this
time? No, not this time.
Well, I was going to say if that's like karma. There was a area that was damaged or like had a hole and like his body frozen against it, like he patched it, you know? Yeah.
Just a quick Sam patch.
Yo,
Sam's still even patching when he dead.
Yo. That's a cool name though, right? I like it.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's genius, dude.
All right.
That's why you're a writer, dude. You come up with some.
Yo, I'm brilliant. Amazon.com. Yeah.
Google me. So next up for us, we have number two. On Friday the 13th, October 1972, there was a rugby team that chartered a flight from Montevideo, Uruguay, to Santiago, Chile for a rugby match that they had scheduled against a team called the Old Boys. And I really like that team name. Oh, the Old Boys. Mm-hmm.
You ever see that movie, Old Boy?
You know what? I haven't actually watched it, but I've heard about it so many times. But yeah.
Have you?
No.
Great movie.
It's Korean, right?
So we don't get a chance to talk about it much, so I'm going to just say a little piece about it. Like, the cool thing about this movie is it's like it's called Old Boy. Because the guy gets kidnapped and put in like a private jail for like decades of his life.
And I have seen this.
And he has no idea why. So you got to be careful. Like there's the Spike Lee remake, which is not very good. And then there's the original foreign film. But, you know, they like gas him and come in and give him a haircut when he's knocked out. And he watches things on the TV like his family been murdered and shit, like they're just showing all these things, and then one day they just let him go. They just drop him off in a suitcase in the middle of this rooftop, and he just has to figure out why it happened. Like he doesn't know why. And without giving too much away, I'll say one more thing. He's fed these dumplings, the same dumplings every day for like 10, 20 years or however long he's in there. So the first thing, the only thing he knows to do, he starts going to every fucking Asian restaurant and eating their dumplings. And you just see different things. Eat a dumpling, all this. And then he eats this one dumpling and he just gets violently ill. You know what I mean? He knows that's the taste of like his imprisonment and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he gets his lead. You know what I mean? Like he knows where they're getting the food to feed these prisoners.
But
yeah, it's like a private prison. It's not like he was put on trial for anything. It's like he was just abducted and dropped into a prison.
That's weird.
It's pretty cool. Great movie.
Old Boys.
Like, well, that one's just Old Boy.
Old right. Boy.
But the Old Boys.
The Old Boys.
So this flight had 19 rugby dudes on it and their friends and their family that was chartered. And so they're flying, right, to go play this game. And imagine, just picture, like, a fucking rugby team of, like, young dudes being rowdy and shit on a plane. I know.
Fuck. Come here, chavo.
So the co-pilot is flying this flight for, I think, he's, like, getting trained on this route.
By who?
By the pilot.
How many guys?
There's dose. Oh, so not that kind of route.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God, this is going to be tough. So he mistakenly thought that they were, like, closer to their destination because they hit some weather. And he, like, fucking turned his weird pilot steering wheel and rammed the car the fucking winged car, into some mountains.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so what happened was it's like they ended up getting the tail of the plane knocked off when it hit the mountains. And a couple people got sucked out of the fucking thing. And this is like the Andes Mountains, which are brutal. So get sucked out of the back of the fucking plane.
The one that they make the candies in? Ooh. Like Andy's Candies?
It's the Andy's Candies, those mint candies that come in Lunchables.
They use the snow from there?
Picture the Lunchable. Picture the fucking Andy's mint. And then picture like the mountains on there.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's what the plane ran into.
Oh, shit.
Brown mountains.
So the guys that got sucked out instantly died?
Those guys died. I don't know if it was instant, but they fucking died.
That's funny,
and then
huh?
Another guy got sucked out. They got found later, like, or fell out or whatever of this hole.
Another guy got sucked out.
They found him in the snow, all fucking, like, asphyxiated and shit later. Damn. And then the plane, after getting the tail knocked off, it's a little off kilter at that point. And it runs into a couple other, like, mountain peaks, you know what I mean? And knocks off the wings. And then the whole fucking plane now is basically like a giant lead sled. And it lands on top of a glacier and just keeps sliding. And from the impact, more people die. And it also causes all the seats inside of the plane to fucking rush forward and crush these people that are on the plane. So a bunch more people die then. Jeez. And yeah, so there's a movie that they made about this story called Alive that we watched.
You guys saw it?
We started. Well, I was telling her I watched it initially when I was like really hungover one day, and then we rewatched. It was the first time you watched it though last night, right?
Yeah.
We didn't quite make it through the whole thing.
No,
it was a school night.
Didn't make it through the whole thing, but this scene in the beginning. I was thinking about this, like, I was thinking about watching this while I was on a plane, and I'm pretty sure I would fucking shit my pants watching this intro scene of the plane crash on a plane. It made me fucking scared about plane rides, and I ride planes a lot.
I don't like planes.
That movie's really well done. The acting's phenomenal. The story and the progression of it.
Because the story's true. I think that makes it even crazier.
But you can fuck up a true story when adapting it to film, you know?
Would you rather be stuck in a plane that's crashing or a boat that's sinking?
Boat that's sinking.
I'd rather be... I don't know. I feel like death is more certain in a plane crash, but I don't know why. But I think drowning would be worse. So I think I would go with a plane crash. Even after watching this and after watching Titanic, I choose plane crash.
So you don't... But you can survive the... You watched Open Water 1 and 2 with me?
Yeah.
Actually, they all die. Okay, maybe I'd go with the plane.
Because you think it'd be instant death? What if you survive the plane crash and you're stuck in the fucking... snowy mountains.
Well, that's the shit that I need to keep telling what happens in this story, because early on, it's like, what's your first instinct? You're in a fucking plane crash and you're in the mountains. How would you survive? What would you do?
Well, wait, hold on. But let's keep that. But what's your answer to your question? You didn't answer it. What would you pick? Just out of curiosity before you move on. But don't forget what you said.
A fucking boat.
Yeah,
I'd pick a
boat. I think I would too.
And the probability of surviving is higher, I believe. Gravity is against you in a plane, and it's just more violent. I feel like the boat, you know, just it's sinking. You have time to fucking figure shit out. Get it on a lifeboat or whatever.
Yeah, or maybe
drink
you
salt
can
water, go
maybe
crazy.
You can
that's
swim.
That's the thing that is the you know the bad part about it.
Well, but maybe somebody
maybe
finds you.
Can fish.
So okay, when you're on the sinking boat. You're not going to die while it's sinking. It's probably going down slow enough to where you can get your bearings.
Get
right?
out of there. Yeah.
On the plane.
What if the plane is crashing
there's,
in water?
There's a high. That's shit. Just true. But I just feel like the impact.
You're still worse off.
The impact of the plane, though, there's a high probability you die
you're
right,
gonna fucking
right
die.
Away, you know?
Yeah.
What is it? The Robert Schimmel joke. He's on the airplane. And he's like, oh. The stewardess comes on and she's like, in the event of a water landing, please check the flotation device under your seat. And he's like, a water landing? He's like, a water landing or crashing into the fucking ocean? he's like, what is a water landing? You know? Like
that's straight up silly
unless you
shit.
Have a plane boat thingy hybrid.
Oh, man.
Oh, but what was the question?
My question is, like, what is your instinct, like, on how you would try to survive if you were in the fucking Andes on a glacier and, yeah.
It's going to get dark.
You're far, far out. How you survive.
If it was me, I would just start probably, I might hold up for a day to see if, what's the scenario though? Do we have supplies?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think that what these guys did is probably the most fucking sensical way to react to the situation. Mm-hmm. So you do not have very many supplies. There were 45 people on board the plane and only 28 survived. So there's 28 people total, including you. You know what I mean? And this is what you have to eat. You have extremely little food. You have 8 chocolate bars, a tin of mussels, which you wouldn't eat because you don't like that shit.
I would fucking eat it.
I would eat it.
Even though I hated it. 3 small jars of jam, a tin of almonds, a few dates, some candies, dried plums, and several bottles of wine.
Well, who are the dates with, though?
So that's all that you have to eat amongst 28 people.
Hmm.
You're on a plane, you got luggage, and you're in this fucking snow.
Really want to hear your insight on this.
Well, first off, I would see, it's unlikely, but I would see if the communication devices work.
They don't. That's one of the things they checked first.
Okay.
There's, in the tail of the plane, there are some batteries mm-hmm. that might be able to get the radio to work. But the tail of the plane, you don't know where it is. But you know that it broke off.
It got smashed way over.
It mm-hmm. could be like hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
It's not worth it at that point.
Or it might not be. It might be kind of close.
They do have a radio that they can listen to. But that's all that it is. It's just like a fucking radio so they can hear the news and shit like that.
Yeah, and they're playing like
But you really, can't communicate with anybody.
Really weird new age music on it.
They're playing Nickelback and shit.
They're only playing Nickelback.
It's either Nickelback or Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's quite the gamble.
The Punchy Punchies because it's just Uruguay.
Dude, well, that's rough because limited food, in that environment, life is pretty scarce, so hunting stuff would be pretty hard. Warmth, there's a lot of people, dead bodies that don't need their clothes anymore, so you would probably use their clothing as, you know, you want to create double layer. Which half of the people are dead, so you can double up on that. As sick as it sounds,
robbing a corpse. That's great.
As sick as it sounds, not only robbing the corpse, you're probably gonna
having
have
sex
to
with
eat them.
Yeah.
No,
oh, no, oh, I'm sorry.
You're gonna have to eat them. You're gonna have to cut them up and preserve them, and at some point after everything else runs out.
Have you heard of this?
Actually, years
before, have you heard of this situation?
No.
Because that's
what
they do.
That's the only logical thing you can do.
But they waited to do it.
You should eat the corpse first because they're perishable.
But it's frozen. It's like the whole thing.
Well, maybe
a giant
they can.
Fridge.
You can probably dig it in the snow to preserve it.
You mm-hmm. wouldn't even need to.
But you everything else is like more packaged stuff that. You know.
Oh, no, that's what they did. They did dig them in the snow.
Well,
right?
Here's what they did was at first they just rationed the food that they had and they were listening to the radio and they're like, someone's going to come find us. You know, like someone's going to look for us because there's so many people on the plane never made it for this match. Until eventually, so they're rationing the food, like splitting tiny, tiny amounts, like giving like tiny capfuls of wine and shit. And then they hear on this radio that people aren't looking for them anymore. The search party's been called off.
Basically,
how many days was that?
I think that was 10 days in.
So they wasted 10 days?
Nine or 10 days in. Is it wasted? They also did try to leave. Like, they tried to go explore, but they found, like, crevasses and got, like, almost died trying to go find the batteries for the radio. Like, they went on, a mission sending their strongest ones.
This is before they started eating the corpses, though, right?
So there's no way down from where they are?
No. Like, I mean, they're not mountaineers or anything. So it's like you could you can try to get down, but it's like the elements that you're in make it so you could fall at any point and hurt yourself kind of thing. And they're already fucking hurt because of this plane crash. And most of them are kind of like fucked up. But yeah. That's true. One guy ate a single chocolate covered peanut for 3 days.
A single? A peanut?
I believe they're called goobers. Is that what a chocolate covered peanut is?
Yeah.
Is it?
I love goobers. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Like a circle-y chocolate covered. Well, I don't know if they're peanut though.
Are
goobers
they?
A fucking candy.
They're
like,
candy.
But yeah. What? Like, I thought they were chocolate covered.
Oh, I'm thinking maybe they get gobstopper though.
No, gobbers? No. I don't know. I don't fucking know. That's.
Wow. But yeah, okay. They did end up reverting to cannibalism. But like the thing that was weird about it is they had full on discussions about if they were going to eat people because they're all Roman Catholic. They're all from like.
You go to hell if you eat.
But yeah. That's the thing. Like, and they like talk about this. Like, what do you guys think? Like, do you think that you go to hell if you eat people, or is it morally wrong to eat people to survive?
It's situational. You know, I think they kind of had these conversations in the movie. You know, they were like, oh, well, what would your... One of them's like, oh, well, what would my family think of me when I went back? And then it's like, they'd want you to go back. You know, you to get back. And then they were like, well, if... And they're kind of having this conversation, well, do we believe in a soul? Because if we believe in a soul... Then when you die, the soul leaves the body and the body is just a shell. That's just meat sitting out there, you know? So there's all these like really deep conversations that they're having, kind of trying to figure out. And, you know, it's the weird, it's tough to convince them at first, but eventually people.
I mean, even the, in a morality standpoint, like it's kind of stupid to think, all right, so you die, you happen to. Fucking resort to cannibalism, then you go to heaven at some point. And he's like, oh, you fucking ate that person to survive. And
it just doesn't make any sense.
We're going to slap you for that.
Yeah.
Right.
If God really is like that, fuck God. You know, like that's, there's certain things that people say like, oh, well, if you do that, you know, that would make God mad. And then I'm just like, if God was really like that, then he's just a dick, you know, because some of the rules are stupid.
Yeah.
Some of them are. Things that everybody can agree on, you
it's
know?
Common, somewhat common sense.
You don't
sense.
Kill, you don't rape, you don't steal. Like, these are things that
like
are obvious.
It's almost like, don't do to others what you don't want to be done to you. It's like, just...
I went to church for a long time when I was growing up. I don't ever remember hearing that, like, eating another person for survival was wrong from, like, anywhere in the Bible. Like, killing someone to eat them, yeah. But, like, if they're already dead and, you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do get it because, like, the body is a temple or whatever, so I don't know. Like, I understand complications involved, but...
Well, if it's a temple, why are they all rotting away in the ground, you know?
I don't know. Which that's one of us do you guys would eat first?
What's that?
That's a disturbing ass question.
Who would... out of us three?
Yeah. Who'd you eat first?
Oh, wait, man. Like, who's dead, though? I don't get it.
I don't know.
You gotta give us a scenario because that doesn't make that question weird.
Well, I'm not gonna kill any of you guys. No.
Okay. Me and JP are both dead. Who do you eat first?
He'll obviously eat me.
Didn't you say why? I'm dead?
No. Me and JP are both dead. You're alive. You have to eat one of us. Who would you eat?
I don't think I could eat my friends, though.
You would eat her?
You know, no, I don't think I could eat you guys. I don't think I could do it. I think I would do something else.
Die.
No, I would just try to make my trek and just go.
Without eating anything.
Yeah. I don't think I could eat my friends. If it was a stranger, some fucking toothless weirdo at the bus station, I'd eat his ass like a fucking box of chocolates.
I don't know. If he looks funky, though.
I'd eat his dirty little ass.
Okay. Gene.
Would you eat a child?
Oh, absolutely. But not a friend.
Gene. Gene, me and Aaron are dead. Who would you eat first?
I don't know. That's fucking weird.
Would you? I probably, do you think you could do it?
I'd probably eat you at the same time. Throw you in a fucking fire.
Oh, are you stewing us up and shit?
Oh, fuck. If I had to. Yeah. If I stew you up, I wouldn't know who I'm eating. I'm like,
right? But then you get like a toe that's painted, and you're like, oh my God.
Oh, it's Katie. Oh, God. Oh, no, it's Aaron. That's a big toe. Oh, wait.
That's a big painted toe.
Nah, I wouldn't eat you guys. That's fucking, I don't know. I think it would only be in a stranger situation. Like if I was in a plane by myself, no one I knew.
Yeah, I'll eat a stranger.
Because like you can disassociate.
But all these people knew each other. They're all on the rugby team. They're all friends and family. It's a chartered flight. It's like if we had everyone we know together.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I could do it.
That's rough. But really, at the same time, you're not... Have you ever been in the position where you're like in that situation where you don't have food?
It's a fucking liver die. They had 10 days. There's no animals around for them to hunt. There's like nothing. Like they had to fucking.
But that's what I'm saying. You could make the trek. You could try and do the trek
and die.
All of them together has a lower survival rate than.
I'm just saying.
That's why I said like.
And you have to build strength for your trek. Well, you can't suck on a goober for 3 days.
What, you want there, to, I think
you want staying me to there eat for a dick? Is that going to
help?
Yeah,
suck on that dick real quick. I'll get you going.
Staying there for 10 days, I don't know.
Oh, this load's just not coming.
What? How long will you have...
Because he's dead.
How long will you have stayed there, though? Do you think 10 days? I feel like that's just... You're just dying.
Well, they were waiting because they're listening to the radio and shit. That's what they're waiting for. There was also an avalanche that killed 8 more of them when they were there. I don't know why. It's not funny. I'm sorry.
You got way too excited about that murderous avalanche.
Killed 8 more?
Oh, it killed 8 of them.
So basically, the way they escaped from this, because it was fucking 72 days later that they got rescued. 72 days later.
So they were eating for a while.
They were eating people for a long time?
Yeah, because that's all they could fucking do.
When did they run out of
so
like
two of food? Their strongest people after eating this went and hiked a fucking long ass way to get help and luckily didn't die on the way.
They had all that human protein.
So they had all like talked to each other about this before because you know they were with each other for a fucking long ass time and they're like, we're not gonna tell anybody that we ate people. Right? They all talk to each other about it before.
You know, this one guy's like, I'm going to write a book. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to pay for
cashing in.
And like at the same time, you know what I mean? Like they're... Oh, I forgot what I was going to fucking say. At the same time that like they're debating whether or not it's like okay if they eat people, like, and if they go to hell if they eat people, but like lying, you fucking go to hell. So what the fuck? Anyways, yeah.
There's a layer
that I remember from church. But upon being rescued, they explained that they ate some cheese and some other food that they have with them. They had this whole fucking excuse built out and some like local plants and herbs that they found in the glacier, which is like, okay, what plants and herbs?
And these guys, the Chile police are like smelling bullshit right off the rip, right?
Well, I don't know. It was whoever rescued them was actually called SARS, and I forget what it stands for.
Isn't that a disease?
It's like aerial. Oh, it's yeah. like
when babies yeah. die and shit, isn't it?
Because it's like, I don't know.
But like, here's a question. Do you think any of them, like, you know, a few years down the line, like, damn, I'd give anything to eat a fucking human right now. You know, like they're just like into it. They were like, that was a good meal.
I really
that
don't
should be a story,
so.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's he a cool story.
Yeah, that'd be
yo.
But
you heard it here first.
They plan to discuss their details of how they survived with their families in private. And on December 23rd, news reports got released. Publishing fucking pictures of half-eaten human legs printed on the front page.
Put them on
of
blast.
These newspapers. So it fucking got sent out. Like, I don't think any of these people, from based off of what happened, how they took pictures of the fucking leg at the site, and that's what got released. I don't think any of the these people involved like copped up to it. You know, like I don't think they were like, "Yo, press, I ate some people." But yeah. Later on, they did fucking sell their stories and they did write books.
After but they were outed.
I think they were outed.
Oh, shit.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a life or death thing, you know? You're not proud of... It's not like they're proud of what they did. They had a horrific thing that they dealt with.
That's something you can't even point a finger at, because... No. What the fuck were you doing?
No, there's, like... It's totally... I feel like it's fine. Like, I would be totally fine if someone ate me. if they were dead, they had to. Yeah. You know?
You just meet at that
point. Well, that's what they were doing in the movie, too. They were, like, making a pact. They were like, look, if I die, I want you guys to eat me. Like, they were telling each other.
Which is such a fucking weird thing to, like, say to somebody. Because, yeah. like...
Well, they were, like, laughing about it. They were like, this sounds ridiculous.
But it probably... You know what? I mean, it probably eases a lot of guilt and shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The next one.
That's fucked up.
Yo, that one was...
Yo, that was disturbing.
Number three. It was... It fucking... It fucks with me. Like, I really want to test myself and watch that beginning part on a plane and see if I freak myself the fuck out and see if I would actually shit my pants.
Oh. I'd probably be traumatized for life.
It's fucking... It's creepy. Maybe I'll make you watch the very beginning part because it's like, holy shit. Even though, like, they've got real bad CGI in it for part of it, it's, like,
I wonder if they ate the faces. It's still
fucking scary. They were eating the ass in what we had seen.
Because there's a lot of meat.
Yeah.
Well, depending.
I just thought it was freaks.
My ass doesn't have a lot of meat, so.
I'll be the judge of that.
That's that keto diet.
Ass keto.
Yeah.
So the third one, do you guys know what a cyclone is? Because I really don't.
It's like a tornado.
Well, yeah. I know that part of it, but, like, do you guys know the difference between a cyclone and a tornado? Like, I did look it up.
Oh, but I didn't
know before. And so, cyclones are one weather phenomenon that's a generic term used by meteorologists to describe a rotating, organized system of clouds and thunderstorms that originate over tropical or subtropical waters. And they have closed low-level circulation, whatever that means.
So, they're over water?
Yeah.
Oh,
so hurricanes and typhoons are under the umbrella of tropical cyclones.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And the weakest ones, they go. There's like a hierarchy of them. So it goes, this is fucking weird to me, but the lowest ones are called tropical depressions. And it's like, that's sad. Mm. And then if
it's like your storm needs pills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. So that's the lowest level. And then the next one up is when winds reach 39 miles per hour, and that's a tropical storm. Mm-hmm. And then if it hits 74 miles per hour or higher, then it's a hurricane, typhoon, or tropical cyclone, depending on where it started in the world. So if you're in North Atlantic, North Pacific,
Those terms are...
Yeah, which is fucking weird to me. So that's where hurricanes are. That's why we always see hurricanes.
It's not that weird. It's like hoagies and grinders.
It is. Hoagies and grinders. Heroes,
hoagies and grinders.
So Northwest is typhoons.
It's a grinder. And a hero is also a grinder.
What's the point of making two separate names?
They're
two
just different. Names. And you. This is a weird thing. It's like a
fucking bubbler.
Like, okay, in some places... In some places, they'll call soda a Coke
or pop.
Texas.
Or pop.
Minnesota.
So, yeah. So, like, there's certain areas of the country that call it soda. Some areas call it pop. Other areas refer to it as a Coke. And then they'll say, oh, what kind of Coke do you want?
Really?
Right. And they would be like, oh, Mountain Dew.
Oh, that's weird.
See what I'm saying? Because
Coke is
That's the dumbest one, right?
Type. Yeah, that doesn't make...
Oh, yeah, that's where the idiots live.
Yo,
they must be
except for our listeners in Texas.
Love them.
Much love for the Texans.
Love them, little tard. Yeah.
Speaking of other places, on April 22nd, Friday the no, it wasn't then.
Oh,
I guess it must have been April 13th, 1991, Friday. In Bangladesh, there was one of the deadliest tropical cyclones ever recorded. So it hit the Chittagong region, which is one of the most populated areas in Bangladesh, and 140,000 people were killed by this fucking storm.
140,000?
10 million people lost their homes. And I had never fucking heard of this shit.
You said killed? 140,000.
Killed. Can you... Fucking, like, I was, like, trying to think of things. Like, I was talking to him. I'm like, do you... I feel like how many people died in the fucking Holocaust and shit?
Right.
Like, I'm sure it's a lot more, but... 140,000 people and I've never heard of this cyclone in Bangladesh.
It's crazy.
Like, I don't know. It's just crazy. The Bola cyclone. Oh, fucking insane.
When the bowler strikes.
Yeah.
You see? That's like bowling alley humor.
And
the winds were 155 miles per hour?
Insane. Like, I...
The fuck?
That's all I really had about this, just because it's like... That's... It's crazy to me.
You don't need much with that one.
No.
So it's just a lot of dead people.
This shit is just flinging people into, like, the air and shit.
Like, yeah, like, that's...
Thousands...
Like, that's my shit, is just imagining being in a fucking cyclone. Like, we've seen footage from, like, all those hurricanes and shit and everything like that. You see everything get knocked over. You see fucking, like, movies where they do all the CGI shit where there's, like, tidal waves and all kinds of, like, devastation and stuff. But, like, actually being in it, and, like, you'll see the aftermath of the flooding from Katrina and shit. But 140,000 people, I don't feel like, died in Katrina. Right?
Yeah.
No, it was a good amount.
But
it was nowhere near that.
How do you think that many people die, though? Like,
oh, they're just getting violently flung and smashed into stuff, or structures are collapsing on them.
Like, there's no preparation. They didn't expect it. They just come out of nowhere and destroyed.
It says, okay, yeah, wind 150 miles per hour. Damage was immediate. A storm surge as high as 15 feet engulfed the flat coastal plains of southeastern Bangladesh, which washed away entire villages and swamp farms. So I bet a bunch of people fucking drowned and shit.
Oh, totally. Yeah, that seems logical.
Oh, 500,000 people in 1970 Bola one. Which is insane. 500, that's half a million people fucking dying. Ebola?
Yeah. Half.
And then a year later, another one. Yeah.
What the
fuck? From the Ebola thing. I don't know. That's fucking some crazy ass shit to me. This fucking.
Wait, what's the Ebola one?
That's the one that I'm pretty sure.
It's one of the deadliest natural
cyclones. Yeah.
I don't know. Half a million people died on that.
Half a million?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's just like really hard to grasp that.
I can't. So,
like, how fast is that shit going through places?
So you got water, wind, fucking everything going against you. You can't get out. You can't escape. You know what I mean? Like, it's terrifying. That's fucking terrifying. Moving on to our next one. You guys ready for this?
Astounded by that shit.
This one, though. JP, can you tell me what song you sing to your mother every year?
Dear Mama by Tupac.
Boom. Do you know what day Tupac died on?
I think it was the day after my birthday, maybe?
Friday
the 13th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was after that.
It's crazy because I never Tyson even knew fight. That.
So he got shot on September 7th.
September, yeah.
Like, I remember the death and everything very specifically. You know, I was a big Tupac fan growing up. All Eyes on Me, the double cassette. That was my favorite. I Ain't Mad at You.
He's ill. He was ill.
But I never knew it was on Friday the 13th.
That's when he died. So he got shot on the 7th.
Oh, right.
And then he was basically like non-responsive on drugs for a couple days and died on Friday the 13th.
Allegedly.
September 1996.
I seen his fucking hologram.
He's in Cuba.
Well, that's the thing. Like, so the murder, I'm just going to give like a quick recap of the murder. And I didn't look that much into it, but
there's a conspiracy behind all that shit.
For sure. We should, I feel like we should look into it at some point. Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting one.
The fake photos of his dead body, how they burnt his. They put him in a they burned his body.
They said the day after he died that they cremated him, and then they said that some people like smoked him in their J's and shit.
All right,
of course they did.
But that night that he got shot was on the 7th. Was in Vegas for his partner's birthday, Tracy Daniel Robinson, and he was at a Mike Tyson fight. With Suge Knight, not to be confused with Suge White.
Yo.
You'll hear about him next week.
Suge White, dude.
At the MGM Grand. And after they left, right, one of Knight's associates, and I love it when people say that shit, when they're like, oh, my associate, whatever the fuck Knight that means.
Knight is such a fucking goon. He's a piece of shit.
Didn't he run someone over?
Yeah, he's in prison right now. He ran somebody over at a fucking gas station.
Someone but he had done
shit. No, I don't think it was somebody. But he had done shit before that, too.
People are paranoid as fuck. So one of Knight's associates spotted a dude that Tupac had been having a feud with earlier in the year, who is Orlando, nicknamed Baby Lane Anderson, who's a Crip from Compton. And earlier in that year, in May, they had gotten a fight because, which was captured on fucking video surveillance.
Well,
got in a fight at a Foot Locker.
Oh, so that one was captured on surveillance too?
No, I'm sorry. That one wasn't on surveillance. Oh, okay. It was their later fight.
Right, because I remember the one of him getting stomped the fuck out in the casino.
Yeah.
And Tupac has a cane and he's fucking stomping him out.
Mm. Yeah, he's beating his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, you know what I mean? That all goes into some shit. So they stomp his ass out and they get in their cars or whatever to try to go to a club that one of them owned. So Club 662. So they're driving in their convoy of nice cars and shit. And they got stopped by a bike cop for playing their music too loud and for not having license plates.
Bike cop.
Mm-hmm. And so they opened Suge Knight. They opened Suge. No, Segway cop. They opened his fucking trunk and they're like, that's where the speakers were for Suge Knight, and they just stopped the party kind of thing and didn't give him a ticket.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. And so then later, they're at a stoplight, and a white 4-door late model Cadillac with unknown occupants pulled up to the right side of Shakur's sedan. Someone inside rapidly fired gunshots at Shakur. He was hit 4 times, twice in the chest, once in the arm, and once in the thigh, and one of them went straight into his right lung. So Knight was actually hit in the head by fragmentation. Maybe that's why he's such a dick. I don't know.
Still got the bullet in the head, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Tupac's bodyguard wasn't there. He said that Tupac had asked him to drive his girlfriend's car, Kadita Jones, who was safe, you know, after that. I guess she designs clothing for Disney now. So, yeah. Then he's in the hospital from then on until he died on Friday the 13th at 4:03 p.m. from internal bleeding.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the second time he got shot, right? Because he got shot before at the studio. Yeah,
he got shot five times or something.
Yeah, and then he
made there's that famous picture of him all bloody giving the middle finger.
Yeah, he was ill.
When they photographed. Well, he was, yeah, but he did some pretty really dark shit too, dude.
Mm.
He let his gun off near a fucking playground and shot a kid. A kid? Yeah, there's a few things. He gets really glorified, but he definitely had some dark shit that he did too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder if certain artists could survive in today's environment with the constant watchful eye of the media and the internet?
None of the horror. Well, right. they're underground anyway, so I don't think they're really affected by that.
Just but like us.
Eminem, he wanted Marilyn Manson. I don't know about Marilyn Manson, because he's religious. There's a lot of anti-religious shit out there, as far as Christianity still.
Yeah.
Well, he'd probably be popular.
It's just weird.
Eminem wouldn't survive.
Who do you guys think killed Tupac?
I think it was gang related more than anything. Those guys were in with a bunch of gang shit, dude. You know?
Gang.
But it's hard to tell. I mean, that's why I said that's probably one we could do a deeper dive on. It's just pretty cool. There's a lot. There's a lot there.
A lot of conspiracies.
Isn't it weird though?
I mean, we beat someone up. This retaliation.
Yeah.
He even saying about shit like that, like, I got to worry about the, what was it, someone I roughed up way back, whatever, coming back after all these years.
It's funny. You never know, dude. Like, are there any people that you ever fucked over that you think are going to come back and haunt you?
I keep to myself. I don't.
Yeah. That's why. But I know that I know people.
There's people that I probably come after.
Who have done that shit, you know? And it's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, you got to live your life that way, you know?
Yeah.
Looking over your shoulder, that's no way to live.
Have you fucked over people?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think I have.
No. I have not.
I have. Nothing like...
Nothing, you know, like, I mean, like worth shooting me up.
Jokes for. And poor taste, maybe. You know, yeah. And shit yeah. like that. But I never fucked anybody over for money. I never stole from a friend. You know what I mean?
Or ruined someone's life.
Yeah, I never fucking... you know, jumped anybody or fucked anybody up that didn't have it coming, that kind of thing, you know, or bullied anybody real. Well, you know, I did. I guess I
told us about that sixth grade.
There's definitely like a few people that I bullied when I was younger, but not like, oh, I'm on them every fucking day. It'd be just like an offhand comment.
You're only
here or there.
Sort of a bully.
Well, but you know what I mean?
A part-time bully.
I chalk it up more to just shit talking, you know? Mm. Just joking around.
Would they joke back?
No. When I took the duct tape off, sure.
All right, guys, you ready for number five?
Five.
And after this one, you'll have to tell me, is Friday the 13th really that bad?
So far, it is.
It's horrific. Right?
So, Friday the 13th is also when Super Mario Brothers was released.
Yo.
The original one.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Celebrate. And this is what we talk about in the show, having a nice moment once in a while.
Yeah, why is it so hard for us to do that? We're no different than fucking Fox News or some shit.
What's your favorite Super Mario?
I like... the newer ones, honestly, because I didn't have a Nintendo growing up. I had a Sega.
Sega.
So which one is your favorite?
I like Super Mario 64. That's my favorite of all time. And Odyssey is better than that.
Odyssey's dope.
Odyssey is
that the one with the hat?
You beat it.
Yeah, with the hat.
That's cool.
Surprising. Like, I didn't, for the longest time, I thought it wasn't going to be topped. Because there was a few after that, like the one with the water pack and shit.
There's a new Luigi. In the
galaxy.
Yeah, Luigi Mansion.
Want that.
I do too.
Did it's look not cool out yet.
It's not. I think it is.
I think it's out. It comes out October.
Oh, really? I thought we saw it in the store, didn't we?
I saw it in the store too, but then it also said October. So
oh.
Let me
maybe they're deceiving us.
Luigi. I want it.
My favorite one is... it's probably like I really like Super like Mario All Stars.
Oh,
cause that
October 31st.
Oh, okay. Cause that's kind of a cheat of an answer because Super Mario All Stars encompasses Mario 1, Mario 2, Mario 3, and Mario Lost Levels in some versions, Super Mario World. So to me, I love all those. I grew up on those. Those are the ones I played the fuck out
of. Is 3 the one with the raccoon too?
Yeah.
I remember playing that. All right, I'll say that one from the older ones.
That's a great game, man.
But 3 was awesome.
2 is like Yoshi. The 2 is like the weird one.
Because
you know?
It was really originally a Japanese 2. Game.
What?
That they like Super Mario Brothers 2 was a totally different game in Japan. And that they just kind of like plugged in Mario characters into. But I love that one because it's like the fucking mouth that opens from the eagle as the doors and like the jumping on eggs. It's so fucking weird when you think about it.
It's really
and the way
cool.
that the princess squats, and you guys know that the princess is the best character. Like she
well, yeah,
is the
she
best
hovers
one
through the air. Yeah, and you can float with her. Yeah, she is the best one.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
And I love that. Like I love like when they are like, all right, the best character is the chick. Yeah. I think it's cool.
Girl power.
Yeah.
Do you know where Mario first originated from?
Oh.
Italy.
I feel like I...
What game?
Oh, what game? Okay. Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the hammer.
He was the one that was like... But they didn't call him Mario at that point. They called him Jumpman.
Yep. But he looked like Mario. Do you think
they'll ever make another...
He was pretty much Mario.
Mario movie?
There was.
I know. With John Leguizamo.
Yeah. Leguizamo. What the fuck?
What's his name?
Leguizamo.
Whatever, dude.
Leguizamo. Like, that sounds like a racial slur.
You fucking Leguizamo.
Over there.
Well, Leguizamo sounds like a...
The infection. Pest, dude.
Yo, I came up with something like Leguizamo.
But... that'd be cool if they did another one. I don't know. The first one was such a disaster.
Who the fuck is Rosalina? She doesn't make sense to me.
Rosalina. She came from Galaxy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, fucking, I need a movie to explain to me who these people are.
You gotta play the game.
It's hard to... follow the story after Super Mario World.
Is there a story?
Yeah.
You save the princess every fucking game. Like,
princess can save herself.
But what's wrong with that?
Buy yourself a gun, bitch.
Shoot. Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like that joke where he's like, oh, you know, Liam Nielsen, it's taken three now. She's been taken three times. You got to start wondering if he's just a bad parent. You know, the Deadpool joke. It's almost like the same thing, you know, like princess. She's been taken how many times now? Maybe Mario's just a bad husband.
They were saying, they're not even married. They're like, he likes her or whatever. But they say that she... uses that as a cover-up because she's banging Bowser and shit.
Oh, like bestiality type shit?
Yeah.
But no, Bowser is just a dude, though, in their world.
Oh, in the movie?
No, in their world. But yeah, in the movie, I guess.
Are you trying to, like, normalize bestiality with that comment?
I'm trying to normalize...
They're people, too.
You can fuck a turtle.
I'm trying to normalize an attraction to Bowser.
Okay. Are you trying to make me jealous? Because it's working.
Well, listen, my friend Jill thinks Waluigi is hot.
Ew.
He's kind of a creep. Like,
he's a fucking
weirdo. Is she trying to, like, fuck a child molester? Because that's basically what Waluigi looks like.
I think she likes his mustache. Mm. But, like, okay, if you guys had to bang any Mario princess...
That's definitely a child molester. Right,
it's so molesterious.
Look at this one.
She's just into him, okay? He's got a strong chin.
What the fucking nose and shit?
Now show me Bowser.
Is that the Picasso?
Show me Bowser.
Like, when you say she likes him, like, yeah, she fantasizes about him?
She's always Luigi. I'm pretty sure she's probably had a sex dream about Luigi. I'll ask her later tonight.
Let's put her on blast. What's her last name?
Yo, get her on the show.
We wanted to talk to you about your Waluigi issues.
But look up Bowser real quick.
Why, what princess are you banging?
Bowsette?
Bowser.
There's that. Oh, all right, Bowser.
And I just want you guys to understand that he is a strong...
They turned him into a female, a bunch of nerds. Like, they made a Bowsette.
Like
version of him.
Like, he looks like a badass, right? Like, you guys get it.
Yeah, I get it.
He looks cool.
So wait, which Mario princess would you guys bang?
Gene, can you show us some different
because they all look exactly the same to me.
No.
There's Rosalina, there's Peach. Who else?
There's
Glenda Pear. Or some shit.
Pear. This is Bowsette.
Oh my god.
This is a fan thing.
Oh.
Where's supposedly the crown turns any character into a princess. So Bowser with a crown turns him into a tranny.
Yeah. How do you find this shit out?
She looks a little bit like Miss Piggy.
Is these your drawings, dude? Like, what's going on here?
There's Daisy.
Daisy.
He typed Daisy and just the flower came up.
Princess.
Of course. I'd fuck the flower.
Oh, yeah. I'd deflower.
Yeah. Oh, they show the three of them right there.
So yeah, Daisy, it's like Betty and Veronica right here.
So Rosalina, Daisy, and...
I'm a classic man. I would go old school Princess Pink.
Princess Pink? It's not. Princess, is that her name?
No.
Well, the pink one, the Peach, right?
Princess Peach.
She's Peach, right? And then the middle, who's the middle one? Daisy, and then Rosalina. Yeah,
Daisy's kind of spunky though. I like her personality.
That bitch look ratty.
But I like Rosalina. She has that classiness to her.
She's definitely the most educated of the group.
Yeah, she's a star. She's a bona fide star.
She's the best coach.
Daisy's the one that's like, oh, she's down to work on the farm. And then Rosalina might work at
Daisy
a strip club.
Daisy can change her own tire.
Yeah.
Rosalina works at a library. Princess Peach is just dumb.
Why do you gotta hate on her?
Because you like her.
I didn't say shit about Bowser.
Because you know he could kick your ass.
Oh, is Yoshi a girl? Because I'd fuck Yoshi out of all of them.
Yoshi is a girl.
Oh, yeah, I'll fuck the Yoshi then.
I thought Yoshi was... Oh, wait, lay
my eggs, bitch.
Yeah, is Yoshi a girl?
Yoshi is a girl.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I've definitely Googled this before because I needed to know.
Actually, I think Toad is pansexual. Is it Yoshi?
No, Yoshi's a girl.
Let's see. Yoshi's trophy that Yoshi reproduces asexual, meaning they produce.
Then how the fuck he lay eggs?
Oh, he's a herm. it's a herm.
Wow.
And asexually reproduces.
Is that still the one you're into?
I'm not usually into Hermes.
You
want to
change your answer?
But I'll take a Yoshi.
Yoshi, you know?
Yeah, very deceiving.
I've researched this and gotten the answer that Yoshi was a girl before.
Me too. That's why I thought. But it's like being with a hermaphrodite for real. Like you might not know until
fucking basketball.
It's too late.
It's like a box of chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So what do you think? Friday the 13th, is it bad or not too shabby?
It gave us
Mario, but it took our Tupac.
It's horrifying.
Oh, man.
It gave us great.
It gave us
movies.
Cannibalism. It gave us frozen dead body.
Mass genocide.
Mass genocide, dude. I don't know. I think it evens out with Mario.
Worth it. It's worth it, right?
The ends justify the means.
Yep.
I think we can all agree. And we've ended the show on a happy note.
I'm happy about Mario, yeah.
I wish my tongue was like Yoshi's. That's why you want Yoshi, huh? All right.
She gives mean top.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, again, www.evilexamine.com. Check out the website. Come see us later tonight at fucking Revival Brewery.
Tell us which Mario character you would fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get to
represent. Oh, you didn't?
That little bitch, Toad.
You go for Toadette or for Toad?
No, Toad. A little mushroom head.
Yo. Oh, on that note, now that you guys know, we shall see you in the future. And look for our episode next week. We got it's a beefy one. It's going to be a couple hours. We're going old school to explore horrorcore music. We'll do a history of horrorcore, and then we will examine some of the grueling, horrific crimes associated with the subculture.
Bye.
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 Yeah, whatever your name is, say, I'm mad. This is how you act when you are out of control.
Well, for decades, all the crooks and crazy people believed in miracles.
I don't want to ever see my mother have to go through this again. Never, Jeffrey. Jeffrey!
In recent years, it turns out the governments have been taking
we receive the judgment. Serious.